Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. Many of the nation's major airlines reported their second quarter profits this week, and for the first time in a long while, there actually were some. From the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles, Tess Vigeland is here. Tess, good news for American and Continental?
Yeah, profits kind of been a foreign word in this industry, unless you're a low-cost carrier like Southwest or JetBlue. But for the second quarter of this year, April through June, American Airlines parent company AMR posted a $58 million net profit, and that's up from just $6 million at the same time last year. America West's profits rose 30%, and Continental had a significant turnaround with a profit of $100 million. And at this time last year, they were reporting a $17 million loss. But Continental's news came with something of a caveat from the CEO, who warned that the airline is probably going to lose money over the full year. Both of these carriers said that it's been a kind of a good enough summer travel season that they've been able to raise airfares to at least try to counter those high oil and jet fuel prices. And American, in fact, said that its fuel costs rose 47% in the second quarter.
So what do they ascribe the better earnings to? Is it more people traveling, people back traveling?
Yeah, again, a pretty good summer travel season and the ability to raise these airfares because so many people are willing to travel.
Okay. So the news is not all positive. There are people still in trouble.
Yeah, Delta reported a $382 million loss, and that's got some analysts wondering aloud again about a possible Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing for them. It's now posted some $10 billion in losses over the last 4 years. Northwest doesn't report until Tuesday, but it's been dealing with some labor issues this week. The airline is in a 30-day cooling off period with the mechanics union. Northwest wants layoffs and a 25% pay cut. The union is threatening to strike at midnight on August 19th. And the most recent development there is that Northwest has been training some replacement workers in case there is a strike. Yesterday, the flight attendants union filed a lawsuit to stop the airline from doing those training sessions.
How about United, Tess? Aren't they still in bankruptcy?
They sure are. United is planning to file a reorganization plan by August 1st. Whether that happens, we'll have to see. They've had a lot of extensions up to now. And, of course, they're more than 2.5 years into their bankruptcy. Ground workers, though, signed a new 5-year contract yesterday. United says that's going to save it $175 million a year. And this was really the final deal that United was looking for. It's gotten wage and benefit concessions from the 6 other major unions. The company says it is still hoping to emerge from Chapter 11 sometime this fall. And speaking of unions, today on Marketplace, we're looking at the revolt that's brewing within the ranks of the AFL-CIO.
I've heard about that. Thank you, Tess. Tess Vigeland of Marketplace from American Public Media.